Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back, Ringing in the Years, one of their great songs from a great band. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You know, folks, I started writing an essay about some of the things that you've heard me talk about on the show before, what I've been calling the disconnect between Wall Street and Washington and Main Street. You've heard me talk about the crony capitalism between Washington and Wall Street and the digital greed on Wall Street, the ineptitude and corruption in Washington and the collusion between the two, and the fact that Main Street has been basically treated like pawns on a chessboard. I've been very clear about this. I've been using these kind of references for golly almost 10 years. I've been telling people about it. I know by 8:06 I was seeing this happening, and I was talking to people, and I was making my friends on Wall Street uncomfortable talking about it. They didn't like me talking about it because it was true. I was exposing the words I was using. In the early days, I didn't really know how to form those words. I didn't really know how to explain what was happening. I just knew it wasn't right. I just knew that small business owners were getting squeezed. But I continued to talk about it. And over time, talking to other people on my show and reading and paying attention and having, in the fullness of time, developing a better understanding of what was happening, caused me to sit down and write some things, put some things on paper, so to speak. And over a period of time, last year I started writing an essay. It didn't start out as an essay, it started out as an article. It started out as a 500-word article. But before I got through, it turned into an essay. An essay is longer than an article. I'll just put it that way. And so I started writing this essay, and I just went with it. I just let it go. I let it go as long as it wanted to. And it finally ended when I got through with it. It was about 3,700 words long, and I tried to shorten it, but I couldn't. Every time I tried to shorten it, it'd get longer. So I quit doing that. And so last week, American City Business Journals published that article. Now, if you'll go to Google and you'll type in the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, you'll find the article somewhere pretty high on the list, or just the dangerous disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Wall Street and Main Street. If you'll type that into Google, you'll find the article on American City Business Journals. I'd like to encourage you to go and read it. I'm going to ask you as a favor to me, if you care anything about my work, if you care anything about what I have to say, if you've been following me at all, if you think I have anything worth listening to, I would really like for you to read that article, that essay. It's, as I say now, it's 3,700 words. It won't kill you, but you'll want a little investment. But I think it'll draw you in. I think it'll. The more you read it, the more you'll put things together and you'll want to go to the next segment. And I break it up into different components, so it makes it easy to read. You can also go to blog.smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is my blog. I've only recently just posted it there. But for about a week, I gave American City Business Journal the exclusive. And they did a great job with it. Thousands of people have read the essay from that site. So you can go to American City Business Journal, bizjournals.com, or just Google the dangerous disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. You'll find it. Click on it. Read it. Leave me a comment. At the end of it, you can on the Business Journal's website, you can click over to my blog and leave a comment. They don't have a comment section on their website. So we're using my blog comment section for comments. So click over there and leave a comment, as many others have done. I would really love to hear from you. I'd like to hear what you say. Folks, this piece that I wrote for you. You're being, as a small business owner out here on Main Street, you're being mistreated. You and I are practicing, as you've heard me say before, we're practicing classic capitalism. We're planted in the ground. We're coming up out of the ground businesses. We're not going anywhere else. We're not moving our money around anywhere else. We're sticking, we're earning our money here, and we're spending our money here. We're making things, we're making real things. We're not leveraging things 10 to 1 or 71 to 1. If we leverage anything, it's 1 to 1, like it should be. The honest way to leverage things. And we're not abusing anybody. And we're not playing fast and loose with the future of capitalism. We're actually Main Street small businesses. You and me, my friends, we are the keepers of capitalism. We are the stewards, the current stewards of capitalism, not Wall Street. And I want you to go read that essay. I would appreciate it. And if you do, please leave me a note. Let me know, leave a little note there. Let me know that you were there. Go to bizjournals.com. Go to Google and type in, or search engine and type in, revealing the dangerous disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Or go to my blog, blog.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and read it. I think you'll see what yourself in there, and I think you'll agree with me if you're a small business owner. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.